Minglaba, greetings. Chano Kenneth Wong Ma. I'm Kenneth Wong for Easy Burmese. Welcome back. Let's follow our characters into a tea shop and see if we can order some food to eat, shall we? When Winson spoke to the tea shop waiter for the very first time, he said, Ni le, dima ba sa zia si le. Ni le is the Burmese word for little brother. So in essence, he is saying, little brother, what food do you have here? This is quite normal for Burmese speakers because in the Burmese language, the word you can come across sometimes a little too confrontational or accusatory. So people tend to use kinship terms like big brother, little sister, big sister, so on and so forth for addressing some strangers. So let's practice using some of the relationship terms with the phrase Dima ba sazia shile. What food do you have here? Here we go. I'll repeat them twice. Burmese followed by English. Ni le, dima ba sazia shile. Little brother, what kind of food do you have here? Ni le, dima ba sazia shile. Little brother, what kind of food do you have here? Now, the word ni le is a male's way of calling a younger man. If you're a woman, you have to call him differently. So this is how it is. Maung le, dima ba sazia shile. Little brother, what kind of food do you have here for a female speaker? Maung le, dima ba sazia shile. Little brother, what kind of food do you have here? Female speaker. Nyama le, dima ba sazia shile. Little sister, what kind of food do you have here? You can use this version whether you're a man or a woman. Nyama le, dima ba sazia shile. Little sister, what food do you have here? Akko, dima ba sazia shile. Big brother, what kind of food do you have here? Akko, dima ba sazia shile. Big brother, what kind of food do you have here? Amma, dima ba sazia shile. Big sister, what kind of food do you have here? Amma, dima ba sazia shile. Big sister, what kind of food do you have here? Ule, dima ba sazia shile. Uncle, what kind of food do you have here? Ule, dima ba sazia shile. Uncle, what kind of food do you have here? Auntie, dima ba sazia shile. Auntie, what kind of food do you have here? Auntie, dima ba sazia shile. Auntie, what kind of food do you have here? When the three friends entered the tea shop, the waiter says, Lava lava, dima taima. These are a series of commands. Lava is please come. Taimba is please sit. Dima taimba is please sit here. Let's try practicing some commands with a series of verbs. Taimba, please sit. Taimba, please sit. Lava, please come. Lava, please come. Saba, please eat. Saba, please eat. Thaukba, please drink. Thaukba, please drink. Thwaba, please go. Thwaba, please go. Yuba, please take. Yuba, please take it. The word for here is dima. That's why the young waiter says dima taima. If he were pointing at someplace a little bit further, he would have said, Ho ma taimba, please sit over there. So let's try practicing using the words dima here and ho ma over there. I'll repeat them twice each, Burmese followed by English. Here we go. Dima taimba, please sit over here. Dima taimba, please sit over here. Ho ma taimba, please sit over there. Ho ma taimba, please sit over there. Dima saba, please eat over here. Dima saba, please eat over here. Ho ma saba, please eat over there. Ho ma saba, please eat over there. Dima taupa, please drink over here. Dima taupa, please drink over here. Ho ma taupa, please drink over there. Ho ma taupa, please drink over there. Remember Winsun's question about the food that is available at the shop? 바사지아시레. 바사지아시레. What food is available? What food is here? So let's incorporate the word here and there and practice the same phrase. 디마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available here? 디마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available here? 호마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available over there? 호마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available over there? 디마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available here? 디마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available here? 호마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available over there? 호마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available over there? Now, when you say 디사이마, it becomes the word for at this shop. By the same token, when you say 호사이마, it means at that shop over there. The word for shop is 사이. So let's try practicing those phrases as well. 디사이마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available at this shop? 디사이마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available at this shop? 호사이마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available at that shop? 호사이마 바사지아시레. What kind of food is available at that shop? 디사이마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available at this shop? 디사이마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available at this shop? 호사이마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available at that shop? 호사이마 바탁시아시레. What kind of drink is available at that shop? You can use the verb 시 to mean something exists or you have something available. This is how the young waiter used the verb to indicate what's available in the shop. 배병낸 남자시대. I have boiled beans and naan bread. 깽목시대. I have cake. 레페톡레시대. I have 레페톡 as well. That's tea leaf salad, a very popular dish made with fermented tea leaves. So let's practice using the verb 시 to indicate that something is available here or you have something here. 박씨시대. There is meat bun. 박씨시대. There is meat bun. 모행아시대. There's 모행아, a kind of catfish chowder with noodles. 모행아시대. There's 모행아. 오노칼스웨시대. There's 오노칼스웨. That's the coconut noodle soup. 오노칼스웨시대. There's 오노칼스웨. 빵목토바토시대. There's buttered bread. 빵목토바토시대. There's buttered bread. When the young waiter wants to say 레페톡 is also available, he adds one simple particle, 레페톡레시대. That 레 is the particle that indicates it's also available. In the next series of statements, let's incorporate also into what we are saying. 박씨레시대. There is also meat bun. 박씨레시대. There is also meat bun. 플라타레야레. There is also 플라타. 플라타레야레. There is also 플라타. 플라타 is actually a Burmanized word for paratha, an Indian origin soft bread. 야레 is the verb that means available as well. It's almost interchangeable with 시 in this context. 제우조레야레. There is also fried egg. 제우조레야레. There is also fried egg. 제우벼레야레. There is also boiled egg. 제우벼레야레. There is also boiled egg. When Nine U wants to know if Mohenga is also available at the tea shop, he asks, Mohengayo yala. Mohengayo yala. Speaking at normal speed, that word also, yo, often becomes ho. So you might hear the same phrase as Mohengao yala. Mohengao yala. Is Mohenga also available? Now let's try practice using the word 어 in our statements. 모행어 야라. Is 모행어 also available? 모행어 야라. Is 모행어 also available? 오노 카소에어 야라. Is 오노 카소에 also available? 오노 카소에어 야라. Is 오노 카소에 also available? 제우저어 야라. Is fried egg also available? 제우저어 야라. Is fried egg also available? 레페토어 야라. Is tea leaf salad also available? 레페토어 야라. Is tea leaf salad also available? When Win Sun said, I'll take sticky rice, he said, 시타메 유메. 시타메 유메. That you is the Burmese verb for take. And ending the sentence in 메 is significant here. 메 is a sentence end that indicates a future tense. Because Win Sun is stating, I'll take the sticky rice. Hasn't happened yet. It's stating it in the future. So let's practice saying, I'll take with a couple of items that are regularly available at tea shops. 레페토 유메. I'll take tea leaf salad. 레페토 유메. I'll take tea leaf salad. 모행어 유메. I'll take 모행어. 모행어 유메. I'll take 모행어. 제우저 유메. I'll take fried egg. 제우저 유메. I'll take fried egg. 박씨 유메. I'll take meat bun. 박씨 유메. I'll take meat bun. Win Sun finally rounds out his order with 레페이 송괴 베바. 레페이 송괴 베바. Please give me 3 cups of tea. The verb 베 is to give. But when he says 베바, it becomes a command. Please give me. So, let's practice issuing this command with, again, a series of items that are regularly available at Burmese tea shops. 박씨 베바, please give me meat bun. 박씨 베바, please give me meat bun. 배병네 남자, 베바, please give me boiled beans and naan bread. 배병네 남자, 베바, please give me boiled beans and naan bread. 제우저, 베바, please give me fried egg. 제우저, 베바, please give me fried egg. 모행어, 베바, please give me 모행어. 모행어, 베바, please give me 모행어. These are all the patterns and the exercises for this chapter. Please go back and listen to the audio so that you can remember all the popular items in tea shops and the verbs that we have learned in this session. I'll let you listen to the dialogue one last time, and I'll see you in the next chapter.
Oh, laba laba, dima taima.
Nile, dima basa ya shi le.
Bebyong nan nambia shi le, baksi shi le, gemon shi le, lepeto le shi le go.
Mohinga yo, yala.
Mohinga ro miao go.
See to me yo.
See to me no yarek mia.
Dado bebyong nan nambia yume, see to me yume. Now lepeye don't quit babiba.